Good evening. Welcome to this evening's edition of the Rich Urban Show, where we present news and views from the Divine Principle point of view. Tonight's episode is on analyzing President Biden's Soul of the Nation speech that was given on September 1st, 2022. So let's dive into that. Remarks by President Biden on the continued battle for the soul of the nation. So what I'm going to do here is to read the speech and then make comments on the actual content. And I'm putting up a screenshot here of the Independence Hall, and I did write another editorial about how questioners of election integrity and were being persecuted by having raids of their homes and their phones and their personal belongings. Of course, President Trump, the raid at Mar-a-Lago. So the politicization of the FBI, and I called this speech a speech from hell, and in that editorial, and the reasoning behind that, of course, is what's in the speech, but also the strange set that they chose, which you can see on the screen now. So now we're going to get into the content of the speech, and this is a transcript on the White House site, so we're going to read from it. This is where America made its Declaration of Independence to the world, more than two centuries ago, with an idea unique among nations that in America we're all created equal. Okay, that's good. We're created equal by God, certainly. Then, but as I stand here tonight, equality and democracy are under assault. We do ourselves no favor to pretend otherwise. So who are they under assault by? The Communist Chinese or somebody like that? We'll soon see what President Biden says. That sacred flame still burns now in our times as we build an America that is more prosperous, free, and just. Hold it, it's more prosperous, free, and just. That is, if you support President Biden, but if you don't, then you're an extremist. You're with a MAGA movement, and that can't be allowed. What about the justice for those who are in the D.C. jail still, and other jails since January 6th without any bail or trial? What about the justice for the unborn babies who President Biden thinks can be aborted anytime up to birth and even after birth? What about the justice for the people who believe there was legitimate claims of election fraud? And in fact, anybody who's honest has to see that there are serious issues that need to be addressed. But first, we must be honest with each other and with ourselves. Okay, well, this whole speech is an exercise or example of dishonesty, and I'll explain more why. Okay, Donald Trump and the MAGA Republicans represent extremism that threatens the very foundation of our republic. What is that extremism, President Biden? Actually, he never says. There's a word for this kind of speech. It's called demagoguery. Call people names, excite people, but don't actually say what the issue is. So, no, it's not communism. It's not godless communism that threatens our republic. It's not corrupt leaders. No, it's not the breakdown of the family. But it's these terrible MAGA Republicans and President Donald Trump. But he actually never says what the actual issue is. He just says that they're a threat. Okay, let's move on. Now, I want to be very clear up front. Not every Republican, not even the majority of Republicans are MAGA Republicans. Not every Republican embraces their extreme ideology. What is that ideology? President Biden, you don't say. Things like having a border that's actually effective, maybe things like helping other people, like President Trump has done a lot of in his own life. But also, I mean, so I support President Trump, by the way, in case you didn't notice. So I'm a so-called MAGA Republican. By the way, I'm not even a Republican, actually. I'm an independent. Oh, I see. I like to serve my neighbors. Oh, okay. I mean, this is just name calling. It's meaningless. Not only that, it's insulting, but also it's dangerous. It's demagoguery. Let's continue. But I'm an American president, not the president of red America, blue America, but all America. Okay, so call half of America extremists and MAGA Republicans. That's really uniting. And I believe it is my duty to love with you, to tell the truth, no matter how difficult or no matter how painful. Give me a break. What about the Hunter Biden, how you've denied, Mr. President, that you knew anything about it when that's just a plain fat out lie? Give me a break. Very likely you, as a big man, have received payments, you know, from our enemies, from companies connected to and part of Communist China. Okay, let's continue here. And here, in my view, is what is true. MAGA Republicans do not represent the Constitution. They do not believe in the rule of law. They do not recognize the will of the people. Where do you come up with this stuff? Oh, okay. So you're saying half the country doesn't believe in the rule of law, but you do. Or you're whoever you talk about. I don't know. I guess the Democrats do. I don't know. This is ridiculous. They refuse to accept the results of a free election. And they're working right now as they speak in state after state to give power to decide elections in America to partisans and cronies. That would be the states. That's in the Constitution, President Biden. Empowering election deniers to undermine democracy itself. By the way, many Democrats, including in 2016, were election deniers. This is more demagoguery. And if you believed in election integrity, you would welcome investigations instead of calling them false or non-existent claims. That means you're just parroting some talking points somebody gave you. There's no election fraud. There's lots of election fraud. Anybody who's a thinking person can see that. Such broad statements are not only meaningless, but again, they're insulting. Insult our intelligence, saying, oh, there's no election fraud. Absolutely false. And, I have my own video about many things that happened in 2020 election. You know, how hundreds of thousands of votes were counted without any observers. How people were thrown out for asking any questions. How people couldn't even see the ballots. And on and on and on and on and on. How voter rolls are bloated and people who are dead or living in other states voted, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. These statements are meaningless because they're so broad, they're just talking points. Let's continue. MAGA forces are determined to take this country backwards. Backwards to an America where there's no right to choose, no right to privacy, no right to contraception, no right to marry who you love. Let's look at this list. No right to choose. So they're talking about right to murder babies. I don't consider that a right. Okay? No right to privacy. Well, no right to privacy. You should know about that as you bust into people's homes and tell them you want their phones and personal records. You ought to know about that. No right to contraception. What it's saying actually is no right to kill babies. Of course, people can use contraception. They've been using contraception since the 1950s. What they're trying to say is killing babies or use death contraception, things like that. No right to marry who you love. So this is assuming that two people who are of the same sex can even marry to begin with. And nobody basically cares what they do. What they care about is jamming that ideology down the throat of our kids, which could be and is a type of child abuse. And Mr. Biden, President Biden, just had a drag queen person who said people should beep in the White House and hold him up as an exemplary person. You judge that for yourself, if that's the right thing to be doing. They promote authoritarian leaders and they fan the flames of political violence that are a threat to our personal rights, to the pursuit of justice, to the rule of law, and the very soul of this country. Just the opposite of what is actually true. This is a common thing now. they tell just exactly the opposite. Oh, Trump is colluding with Russia, which has been proven to be a hoax, complete hoax, was a paid fabrication of how do you say, political consultants who worked for Hillary Clinton. And that's proven. That's not just some, hearsay. So this is how it goes. But hey, if it gets the job done of, getting our goal of whatever the goal is, say, putting your point across or persecuting people, then hey, we'll just run with it. So much for the soul and conscience. They look at the mob that stormed the United States Capitol on January 6th, brutally attacking law enforcement. First of all, okay, let's back up here. There's clear evidence, not just clear evidence, many of the people, for instance, with the Oath Keepers helped the law enforcement. And that's clearly documented. Especially if you look at, look at like the, that was documented in the Epoch Times documentary. And the only people killed on that day was not law enforcement, but the Capitol Police killed Ashley Babbitt, and Boylan is her last name, was killed by the, I believe it was both the DC police and the Capitol Police, who beat her to death. So this is wrong, factually incorrect. They look at the mob not as insurrectionists who placed the dagger to throw democracy, but look at them as patriots. They were patriots. In fact, I could have been there. I happened to be down the street at the President Trump speech. I didn't make it to the Capitol. But what if I was there? So now these are terrorists. No, they were. So I estimate the crowd there was 250,000 people who were concerned about the theft of the election. And that's a legitimate concern. And President Biden, if you wanted to prove that the election was so honest, why didn't you accept any challenges to look into the many, many aspects of fraud? Well, I know why you didn't accept those challenges, because fraud occurred and it's coming out more and more and more and more. And anybody's honest can see that. And they see their mega failure to stop a peaceful transfer of power after 2020 election as preparation for 2022 and 2024 elections. No one wanted to stop a peaceful transfer of power. What we want is the truth. The truth. Something that's hard to come by with President Biden. The truth. They tried everything last time to nullify votes, 81 million people. This time they're determined to cede and thwarting the will of the people. The will of the people actually was thwarted by the cheating that went on. And by the way, if you are saying there wasn't any irregularities, why wasn't any of these things investigated, by the authorities that could do something about it? Why did people just trot out talking points? This is the most secure election in American history. That's not a fact. It's a talking point. Baseless claims of conspiracy. That's not a fact. That's a talking point. That's propaganda. Indeed. And we just saw with the Twitter release of the Twitter files how the FBI, yes, your FBI, President Biden, was involved in suppressing, and of course that happened during President Trump, but the FBI, the same one we have now, was involved in actually censoring people. And that used to be illegal, and that should still be illegal. United States government should not be influencing with propaganda the population. That needs to be made illegal again. So, okay, this is not factual. This is a twisted narrative here about January 6th. Okay. Let's continue on. But while the threat to American democracy, I'm not going to read every single thing because it'll take too long. But I do, suggest you go on the White House site and read the speech, and I'll link to it below this video. But while the threat to American democracy is real, I want to say as clearly as we can, we're not powerless in face of these threats. We're not bystanders, ongoing attack on democracy. Yeah, I'd say you're not a bystander. So you barge into President Trump's home, you bang on about 50 people's door, like Mike Lindell and many others, who have been fighting for freedom and fighting to find out what really went on in the election. And other people have been examining election fraud. And then you want all their communications having to do with election fraud. Oh, wait a minute. I thought this was the United States. So, okay. So let me get this right, President Biden. So you can't even think there was election fraud. If you think or write there's election fraud, then you are subject to the FBI banging on your door at 6 a.m, threatening you under threat of law with guns that you have to give them your phone or all your records. Okay, so much for free speech. So much for equality of rights. This is so much hypocritical BS and demagoguery. Read it for yourself, please. Don't take my word. Go on the White House site, print it out, or if that's easier for you, and read this speech word for word. I know, of course, you can listen to the video and certainly do that, but I find it's even more easier to analyze and see what he's saying in this transcript. There are far more Americans from every background that, and belief who reject the extreme MAGA ideology than those that accept it. That is highly debated. And folks, it's within our power, it's in our hands, yours and mine, to stop the assault on American democracy. Well, I would say that President Biden's methodology is to weaponize the FBI, as I just said, you know, subpoenaing people who are against him, even subpoena former President Trump, you know, and even they've admitted that they are purposely targeting pro-life demonstrators who are peacefully demonstrating and trying to write them up on whatever, being in some hallway and throw them in jail. Oh, but this is Biden's equal America. Yeah, some equal America. Weaponizing the Department of Justice, like it's never been weaponized on any president. I think President Biden will go down as the most infamous president of any. And just read this speech and the things that we're talking and think about the things we're talking about. And now America must choose to move forward or to move backwards, to build the future or obsess about the past, to be a nation of hope and unity and optimism or a nation of fear, division, and of darkness. But you're promoting division, President Biden. MAGA Republicans have made their choice. They embrace anger. I guess, you know, anyway, you judge for yourself, and I'm angry MAGA Republican. Or am I just speaking the truth? Well, here I am. Judge for yourself. They thrive on chaos. I guess that's talking about me. Okay. Okay, President Biden. People can judge for themselves. They live not in the light of truth, but in the shadow of lies. Okay, again, judge for yourself. What kind of demagoguery is this? This is insane. Again, I refer you to Hunter Biden, too. And the whole denials about that and the many, many, many other lies President Biden has said. By the way, that's going to come out more and more. I mean, it's already out. Yeah, right. Truth and equality. This is a nation that believes in the rule of law. We do not repudiate it. Okay, like I said, like subpoenaing people who are your political enemies, trying to keep President Trump from running for president again under extremely dubious, you know, suppositions about fishing expeditions in his house for whatever, you know, rummaging around in his wife's closet or whatever. Yeah, right. Okay. People can judge for themselves if that's the right thing. Okay. And this is a nation that respects free and fair elections. We honor the will of the people. We do not deny. Okay. So if you believe that President Biden won election free and fair, that's all good. If you think there's election fraud, though, that cannot be investigated. No, no, no. You don't have a right to free speech. You don't have a right if there's something done wrong. No, if it's not our, it's our narrative, or as they say, it's my way or the highway. That should be President Biden's, what do you call it? Maybe a sub-motto, my way or the highway. You know, we'll come by and subpoena you. We'll keep you in jail, the January 6th people. Without trial. By the way, what is that about? My congressman, Congressman Mooney, and any other congressman, Senator Joe Manchin, Senator Capito, why are the January 6th people still in jail? This is an outrage. You should be over there and outraged about that. I don't care if you're Republican or Democrat. How about investigating the truth? Okay, so much for the rule of law. Yeah, right. How about President Biden going over to the D.C. Gulag, D.C. jail, and visiting the prisoners there? How about seeing the conditions they're living under? Oh, no, couldn't do that. Some people say it's worth, they want to be transferred to Gitmo because it's better than the conditions in the D.C. jail. Yeah, that's real equality. This is a nation that rejects violence as a political tool. We do not encourage violence. Well, I'd say that's debatable with all the Antifa riots that went on. And President Biden didn't denounce that until after several months it became politically expedient. And they did a survey and they said, hey, people don't like all this rioting on. Oh, now we denounce the riots. Don't believe me? Look it up yourself. See how many months went by of rioting in 2020 and even in 2021, like in Kenosha, Wisconsin. And President Biden or candidate Biden was mum. Nothing. Oh, okay. We're still in America that believes in honesty and decency and respect for others, patriotism, liberty, justice for all, hope and possibilities. Okay, well, see the above. I mean, we just talked about the January 6th gulag, the persecution of Trump supporters. And in fact, this speech is just an example of how this is a lot of demagoguery. Or you could call it doublespeak or just plain insincerity. Okay? Put it kindly. And that is, if you're not a MAGA Republican, and if you are, I'm sorry, these don't apply. That's why tonight I'm asking our nation, to come together, unite behind the single purpose of defending our democracy regardless of your ideology. Okay, well, this is just the opposite of what he just said. He said, you're basically banished if you're a MAGA Republican. And then he says, oh, let's all come together and unite. Well, make up your mind, which is it? You're banished or you want people to unite? Again, this is just demagoguery. We're called by duty and conscience to confront extremists who will put their own pursuit of power above all else. So is this ISIS? Communist Chinese who are organ harvesting people? No, it's MAGA Republicans, apparently. This is insane. This is crazy. What a speech. Democrats, independents, mainstream Republicans, we must be stronger, more determined, more committed to saving American democracy than MAGA Republicans are to destroying American democracy. So, according to President Biden, since I'm a supporter of Donald Trump, I'm destroying American democracy. What the heck kind of statement is that? That's no difference than making some broad brush statements like saying all Democrats are destroying American democracy. This is crazy. And this is supposed to be a speech of unity. Oh, okay. We saw law enforcement brutally attacked on January the 6th. Again, that's false. Some officers were attacked, but we don't know if the people who attacked them were even FBI informants. The FBI won't reveal who the people who are not being prosecuted, but who were there, how many informants there were. There surely were many. What did they do? Did some of them border on illegal acts themselves? Oh, well, they're not being prosecuted, like inciting violence themselves. We've seen election officials, poll workers, many of them volunteers of both parties, subjected to intimidation and death threats. Oh, what about Supreme Court justices who were subject to death threats by I didn't remember you speaking out about that. I'm not saying that anyone should be subjected to death threats. Of course they shouldn't. But this is very duplicitous. And can you believe it? FBI agents is doing their job as directed, facing threats to their own lives from their own fellow citizens. Well, I was just reading about FBI agent who around January 9th, 10th of 2021 was fired, who was an exemplary agent. He had the audacity to speak out with his free speech rights, questioning what was going on at the U.S. Capitol and the role of the FBI, and boom, he was fired from his job. Oh yeah, free speech rights. If you're supporting President Biden's agenda, maybe. Otherwise, you're out. My way or the highway. We can't allow violence to be normalized in this country. It's wrong. We each have to reject political violence with all the moral clarity and conviction this nation can muster now. Oh, okay, again, that's a duplicitous statement, in my opinion, considering the lack of rejection of violence for months and months by then-candidate Biden and even President Biden in 2021. And even up to now, you know, it's been only when it's politically expedient. We can't let the integrity of our elections be undermined, for that is a path to chaos. Well, not having election integrity is completely wrong. Why not investigate it? If you have nothing to hide, President Biden, why can't there be investigations? I suppose you've seen the 2000 Mules movie, or you should. I suppose you've seen the many videos like those that I've made showing all the tens and hundreds of testimonies of wrongful conduct during the counting of ballots. Why not investigate those? Why haven't you been on your soapbox for investigating it? Is there something to hide? Okay, people can judge for themselves. Democracy cannot survive when one side believes there are only two outcomes to an election. Either they win or they were cheated. And that's where MAGA Republicans are today. Okay, this is the biggest psyop, in my opinion, in history. I mean, it's got to be, will come down as one of the biggest. And I believe history will bear me out. So the people who are cheating and conniving, you know, and the famous clip by President Biden saying this is, we have the biggest election fraud organization in the country, a little Freudian slip there. There are plenty of credible, not allegations, evidence, affidavits, hundreds, thousands of fraud. Plenty. Okay? And Democrats have complained about elections, like even when President Trump was elected. But nobody said they should be in a January 6th gulag, last time I checked. This is duplicitous. This is more demagoguery. I will not stand by and watch. I will not. The will of the American people will be overturned by wild conspiracy theories and baseless evidence-free claims of fraud. Okay, that is a talking point. That is not any factual statement. That's kind of like the whole COVID thing. That's a whole nother issue. I'll be talking about that on other shows. Oh, vaccines are safe and effective. That is not a factual statement. That is a talking point. So this is it's not a meaningless, it's disingenuous, and it's demagoguery. I will not stand by and watch elections in this country stolen by people who simply refuse to accept that they lost. Okay, well, what if the shoe's on the other foot, President Biden? Time will tell. Time will tell. Things aren't going to be hidden forever. I will not stand by and watch the most fundamental freedom in this country, the freedom to vote and have your vote counted, and to be taken from you in the American. So this kind of false narrative that people are prevented from voting, I mean, it's insulting. Hello, if you're a black person, an Asian person, a person of color, and you want to chime in the comments below, please feel free. Do you think it's insulting for someone to ask you, for instance, for your voter ID card or driver's license before you vote? It's like, do you have a driver's license if you're a black person? It's like, what are you saying, President Biden? If there should be no ID, black people don't have IDs, black people don't drive. This is ridiculous. That in itself is a racist statement, in my opinion. It's ridiculous. Of course, most people in the country of all colors want and stripes want voter ID. So apparently having voter ID is somehow, you know, people who are black or brown or yellow or Native American, apparently they don't drive. Apparently, they can't keep a voter registration card. Give me a break. It's ridiculous. Ridiculous statement. More demagoguery. Look, as your president, I will defend our democracy, every fiber of my being. I'm asking every American to join me. Well, I am joining by giving this video, telling the truth. MAGA Republicans look at America and see carnage and darkness and despair. They spread fear and lies, lies told for profit and power. Well, again, The shoe could be on the other foot, President Biden. So this is I would be careful about saying these kind of statements, in my opinion, you know. But anyway, truth will come out. People can judge for themselves. Not it can come out. It is coming out. I believe we could lift America from the depths of COVID. So we passed the largest economic recovery package since Franklin Delano Roosevelt. And today, America's economy is faster, stronger than any other advanced nation in the world. Well, I just saw an article in the Washington Times that for the second quarter, President Biden's job estimates were a little off. It said there were 1 million jobs created, but they made a slight math error. And actually, there was like 10,000. So basically, they were 1 million jobs off. In other words, not accurate at all. I.e., it would be reasonable. A reasonable person would believe that there was fraud involved right there. And that's typical of this administration. Again, judge for yourself what I'm saying. You know, of course, judge it for yourself. I believe we could build a better America. So we passed the biggest infrastructure investment since President Dwight D. Eisenhower. And we've now embarked on a decade rebuilding the nation's roads, bridges, highways, ports, water systems, high-speed internet, railroads. Okay. Well, some of those things, of course, are worthy. But there's a lot of other things in there that aren't worthy. And who's going to pay for this? Our children? Our children's children? Our great-great-great-great-grandchildren? I believe we can make America safer. So we passed the most significant gun safety law since President Clinton. Well, having fewer guns doesn't make it safer. Washington, D.C. is a dangerous city. Baltimore is a very dangerous city. Chicago is a very, very dangerous city. Those are all gun-free zones. This is simply false. Places where people own more weapons are safer, period. Don't believe me? Look it up yourself. So this is more demagoguery, this false narrative, like as if people in D.C. don't have guns. By the way, I've witnessed firsthand, unfortunately, I was doing my grocery delivery business. I've witnessed a person gunned down with a semi-automatic weapon. And I assure you, that it wasn't a legal weapon. You know? So don't tell me about this because you know, there's some law saying you're not supposed to carry a gun, that people don't have guns. Yeah, by the way, I was trying to, you know, comfort that guy. To ambulance took forever, and the guy died later. Yeah, I've seen it. That's pretty awakening. Anyway, this is a false narrative that he's giving here. I believe we could go from being the highest cost of prescriptions in the world to making prescription drugs and healthcare more affordable. So we passed the most significant healthcare reform since President Obama signed the Affordable Care Act. Well, people have a lot of different opinions about the Affordable Care Act. I'm not going to digress too much on that. Some people might call that the Unaffordable Care Act because they're paying $100 for basically worthless insurance with like $5,000 deductible. But anyway, that's a side discussion. And I believe we could create a clean energy future and save the planet. So we passed the most important climate initiative ever, ever, ever. Well, that's highly debatable because scientists don't agree on the science of climate change. Many scientists believe that the claims are exaggerated. So that's another debatable claim. Look, I know the last few years have been tough. But today, COVID no longer controls our lives. More Americans are working than ever. Businesses are growing. Our schools are open. Millions of Americans have been lifted out of poverty. I'm not sure what he's talking about there. By government handouts? I'd like to see a detail on that. Millions of veterans once exposed to toxic burn pits will now get what they deserve for their families and the compensation. Well, that's a good thing. But he needs to, again, explain about like these claims he's making. Just like the job claims, you know, in the second quarter. We created a million jobs, and now it turns out that apparently that was completely false. Oops. I don't think you'll hear any retractions, though. American manufacturing has come alive across the heartland, and the future will be made in America, no matter what the white supremacist extremists say. Now, this to me doesn't make any sense. What does white supremacist extremists have to do with the future made in America? Seems like more demagoguery to me. I don't even know what he's talking about there. If you do, chime in the comments below. I made a bet on you, the American people, and that bet is paying off. Proving that from darkness, the darkness of Charlottesville, of COVID, of gun violence, of insurrection, we can see the light. Light is now visible. Okay, this is more demagoguery, referring to, you know, the Charlottesville protests and where one person was killed there. And then that was constantly used against President Trump falsely. COVID was a problem, but and it happened under President Trump, too. A lot of these shutdowns that weren't necessary. But under Biden, it's even worse. Because he has all these mandates and even mandating for the military, which was finally removed from the budget. But trying to jam down the throat masks, which are not, there's no science saying they do anything. and mandates, especially the mandates of the COVID. So I don't see how he's what big claim he's making there when that hasn't been lifted. Gun violence, we talked about that, how that's a false narrative. Insurrection, we talked about that. That's a false narrative. Since he didn't bother to condemn the violence until it was politically expedient. Nope, I don't see it. Again, don't agree? Fine, comment below. Even in this moment, with all the challenges we face, I give you my word as a Biden. I've never been more optimistic about America's future, not because of me, but because of who you are. Okay, we already talked about the word of Biden. I don't think we need to dwell on that anymore, of how, honest and truthful it is. That's where we need to focus our energy, not in the past, not on divisive culture wars, not on the politics of grievance, but on the future we can build together. Like divisive culture wars, like, should we promote families, or should we promote two people who want to do anything they want and claim their different genders and push their ideology on everybody else? Well, there should be culture wars over that. Plus he's causing division by calling half the country, MAGA extremists. The MAGA Republicans believe that for them to succeed, everyone else has to fail. Really? Well, first of all, I'm not a Republican anyway, although I do often, vote for Republicans. But anyway, I'm independent. Of course, you have to vote for somebody. So, if you're independent, there's a few independent candidates. Anyway, they believe America, not like I believe America. Okay, that's just more demagoguery. This is just simply not true. That's ridiculous. Okay, I'm going to say it later. That is a ridiculous statement. Judge for yourself. I ran for president because I believe we're in a battle for the soul of this nation. I still believe that to be true. I believe the soul is the breath, the life, and the essence of who we are. The soul is what makes us. Okay, I won't argue that. Again, judge for yourself based on this speech about what President Biden is saying. The soul of America is defined by the sacred proposition that all are created equal in the image of God. True. That all are entitled to be treated with decency, dignity, and respect. True. That all deserve justice and a shot at lives of prosperity and consequence. True. And that democracy must be defended, for democracy makes all these things possible. Well, true. Although democracy isn't the end goal, I'd say, all people living as brothers and sisters under God is the goal, not politics. Folks, and it's up to us. Okay, but put this in the context of all that we've just discussed. Is that what President Biden has been promoting in this speech? Democracy begins and will be preserved in we, the people's habits of heart, in our character, optimism that is tested yet endures, courage that digs deep, when we need it, empathy that fuels democracy, the willingness to see each other not as enemies, but as fellow Americans. Okay, but you've been doing the opposite in this speech. Again, I ask everyone to just simply judge, for yourself. Notwithstanding those folks you hear on the other side there, I guess that would be me, they're entitled to be outrageous. Okay, am I outrageous? Again, you can decide. This is democracy, but history and common sense, good manners is nothing they've ever suffered. Well, that's highly a matter of opinion about who does and doesn't have good manners. We'll leave it at that. We can't afford to leave anyone on the sidelines. We need everyone to do their part. So speak up, speak out, get engaged, vote, vote, vote. Well, that's good advice. So I am speaking out today about the truth about what President Biden is saying. So I've now read a lot of quotes from this speech, and I ask you to judge for yourself, what is in the speech. And so I wrote my editorial previously about how after President Biden the speech phones, from hell and various speech, documents were requested then by there was anybody persecution fraud. So this could happen to anybody. What are you going to do if the FBI comes pounds on your door? It can happen to anybody. Anybody can be persecuted. So, the point about the matter is, look at the actions that have been taken. So politicizing and waging war with government agencies on your political enemies. This is completely wrong. And that's why I say this speech is a demagoguery speech. So the content makes it a speech from hell. And also the bizarre lighting, which I'll put up now again, you know, made it seem like the fiery beacons of hell. And the two armed guards, or I guess they weren't armed, or it wasn't apparent they were armed, but the two military people behind him kind of giving the aura of, hey, if you don't do as we tell you, you're in trouble. And then the very next week, here they are raiding people's homes. So you can judge how sincere President Biden is in his speech here. I just wanted to bring that out, you know, and say why I called it a speech from hell. And, you know, if you don't agree it was a speech from hell, I guess you can put some comments below or write your own editorial. But that's what I wanted to share tonight. I think, you know, as godly people, we need to speak the truth. It doesn't mean just you say, oh, it's really nice, you know, everything's that. No, you speak the truth. You speak the truth in love. You are doing it, you know, you don't wish harm on anyone. You wish goodness on them. But it doesn't mean you don't speak the truth. So I've spoken the truth tonight. I hope you liked it. Like or comment below. Share with your friends. This has been the Rich Urban Show on explaining President Biden's Soul of the Nation speech. And do be blessed. And we will see you next time.